rolling.
Okay.
Welcome to the Highway, the fastest growing podcast out of Southwest Missouri. Welcome to the Highway.
Hello.
Halloween edition.
Oh, we're getting spooky.
Spooky season.
Spooky on your ass.
Yeah, spooky.
Halloween.
Spooky ass.
Spooky ass.
Welcome to the Highway, Halloween edition.
Spooky asses.
My personal favorite episode that we record every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit
biased.
Yeah, biased. Yep. Been drinking whiskey too.
Biased and tipsy. Best biased combo.
And tipsy. Pumped.
And pumped. Just peed, so I'm empty.
Oh,
yeah.
Got
a couple options across the table for nicotine intake.
Nice, dude. Yeah, Halloween seems to be one of my favorite as well. I do like that.
Yeah, did we do one season one, or did we just roll with it?
I think
we just roll with it.
I don't think we did one season one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, where my mouse?
If we did, I don't remember it.
I don't think we did.
I think season two was our beginning to it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Royal Rumble, which I thought was funny.
That was a blast.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, let's get started because we got a lot going on. A lot of big stuff to talk about.
Big stuff.
Huge. Speaking of big stuff.
Huge.
She's got the big head. It's the Smee.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again. And I don't remember why I came.
Play for a minute. This is
nice. Copyright infringement.
This is the whole episode. Just
we're at 32 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Pause it. And we reached it.
Please, my desire. Why I'm so far away.
Nice.
Good choice.
Yeah, that's a good choice. That guy that sings that, he's meant to be spooky.
Yeah.
You see the chops on that old heifer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So while we were listening to it and singing to it, I was looking it up because I'm adding them to my concert, Want to See in Concert, just solely for that song alone.
Me out there mosh pitting?
Yeah.
I'm just out there getting beat up.
She knows one song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I learned more songs.
She's like,
Snake bite one.
Yeah.
Snake bite. It's not even the right title. Yeah. Play the snake bite.
I know.
You're not so far away.
Yeah.
I mean, I
play
that one.
Freeze it. Yeah.
Play that one, right? Play that one. Goes like, dink.
All right.
Who is this freaking white chick?
All right. Well, that
without makeup.
Okay.
Who
do you think that they're
without makeup on?
Without makeup on. Seriously.
Okay.
And without sideburns.
Literally a bunch of white chicks and dudes.
Not without makeup on.
Okay. Well, I could put some makeup on.
You know what? Good song though.
Yeah, it is a good choice.
You know what you should do is actually edit it out at 30 seconds and then leave us singing,
singing it, dude. Because we sounded great.
Dude is awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of awesome. It's not me. It's the one. It's the only. It's the scariest man.
Scary, scary.
He'll eat your ass and you don't even know it.
Yeah, you'll know it. You're going to know it, brother. I guarantee that.
I don't know what I want. It's the bird.
Nonstop.
All right.
A lot of bleeps right off the get-go, huh?
Yeah. I think we leave the...
eating ass?
Yeah, because it's scary.
That is a spooky situation.
You don't want to be just, you know, walking around all of a sudden just...
You don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, a bird just eat that ass. Good choice, dude. So we talked about this. That song has over, let's see, 1,039,000... 19,902 views.
Dude, there's a lot of depressed motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, when I was in my deepest points, that was like a 2,000 playlist.
It looks like, what is this, 2008?
Do you see any of my comments on there?
2008? God, dude, I would die if
my comments, oh my gosh, just saved me.
Brings back memories to a Vietnam War veteran.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that guy's probably salty.
My son loved this song. I better stay out of the comments.
Yeah, it's stay out.
That might get a little deep.
Yeah. Dude, but what's up?
Not much, dude. Missed being here. Missed talking.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. We did like several before the season, and then haven't really recorded since we started airing. So, here we are.
Here we are. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I ate that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Smee, introduce me. Let's go.
Come on, Smee. It's your time to shine.
I don't have anything.
You had a good song. Let's go.
I had a good song? Okay.
Yeah, you get to win this one.
I literally said bird eats ass. What else can you freaking do?
What can you do?
I can't do anything.
You can't do anything worse.
I can't top it, that's for sure.
You gotta dig deep.
Dig deep. Give me something spooky.
Come on. Give me
something
spooky.
Scary.
His veins are like snakes.
Okay. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Why are you looking at me? So
I'm trying to get some material here.
Like, she's never seen me.
Well, I will say I did that same thing on one of your intros. I was like, he wears a green shirt every now and then.
The only thing that was like coming to mind was like, veins so hard that the snake couldn't even bite him.
Yeah, that's miserable.
That sucks. That sucks. All right, here we go.
His heart's beating. Oh no. His delta kicks in. The fire. It's time to go. Still in the hoedown?
Live free or die trying.
Oh,
gonna justify my soul.
Oh my gosh.
I broke the silence. I walk alone. You like that?
That's
a sick little beat.
Yeah,
that
he's got an awesome voice. I would love to see him live.
It's like
well.
A kind of a
list.
Like a dirty Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking a little bit Johnny myself.
Yeah,
a little
Have
deep.
You heard Cocaine Dancing?
Do we need to listen to it?
Yeah, let's listen to it real quick.
Cocaine Dancing?
Yeah. Cocaine.
Okay, we don't need you.
Country dancing with you.
Don't ruin this for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the same dude.
Yeah, same dude. His voice is amazing. He's got a really cool voice.
Is he a younger dude?
Yeah, he's now. He's popping.
Oh, really?
Let me see where his concerts.
How come
are.
I'm not up to date on this guy? I'm usually the most cultured.
You're
dude.
Supposed to be your. You're supposed to be our culture dude.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
I'm Let's gonna. See.
This is the video, of course. Oh shoot! I didn't know it was the same guy.
Same dude. Paul Hoffman.
Are you gonna edit this in? Edit this in.
Okay.
This is nasty.
Roll up to the club.
Oh shit.
That
guy's mean, dude. Straight, ready to stomp.
Oh, he's ready to stomp.
At a quarter to one.
Just looking for fun. Hell, they're closing down at 1:30.
I'm gonna actually.
I said a twist for me, baby. Hit a rip for me, baby. Take another shot, get lit for me, baby.
Hey!
Dang, that guy's
quarter to two.
Okay, we gotta cut it off. Yeah, so he was on my playlist. I didn't know. I actually never knew his name.
I actually just looked him up just so I can listen
to him.
You're
gonna put
that
on there, huh?
Yeah, he plays kind of like the Red Dirt Circuit. So we could we could definitely go to that one, and I wouldn't even have to wear makeup.
You probably wouldn't even have to.
Yeah, but a snake bites your veins.
Your butt ass ugly. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I didn't mean to speak. Speaking of spooky, super weird, dude.
Oh, wicked ass.
Wicked ass.
There's another one called Last of My Kind that's good too.
Okay.
He's got a new album, looks like, coming out on the 25th.
So, Paul Kaufman?
Kaufman. Yeah.
Look him up. I'm telling the police.
Okay,
look
him
up.
We both did it.
Yeah, we just.
I'm like, I got him on my
just
phone.
Just look
dude.
Him up.
Like, Bart, dude, right here.
Bart was looking at his music. I was looking at his tours. We were both looking him up.
Look him up, I said. All right, let's get on task.
Let's get on hand here.
That's what we're known for.
Let's get on task. First off.
Let's just tell the people I jumped off the wagon.
So, I think we need to talk about this, because we did have a conversation prior to this epi. And I feel like we got away from our roots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Like, yeah.
Season one, we were
uncorked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uncorked is a good one. Yeah.
And then season two, we corked in.
I think we corked in. I think we put the cork halfway in. Because there were some epis where we drank a little bit.
Right.
Season three, though, I think has been corked.
We corked it.
And that's just not our style.
We're just letting you know we're uncorked.
We're uncorked. uncorked. And
speaking for Halloween.
Speaking of uncorked, what are you? We're drinking a little bit of
BT, baby.
Little BT, little Buffalo Trace. Mm-hmm. Thanks to what was his name? Jay. Is that what we called him on the potty? Yeah. Jay. So did I tell you how we got that?
Yes.
Yeah, he got drunk and put it in a dirty...
Absolutely.
Is it Dirty Santa?
What a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody else is given like a sock. Yeah. Or like an old like freaking like bottle
half
of lotion.
Empty, yeah, like literally like, half empty champagne or something.
Like 22 shells probably.
Yeah, 22 shells. Yeah. And he puts in a... what?
We got a rattle going on.
And I know that's me.
I know that we're uncorked, but that's really annoying.
Okay, let's get rid of the rattle. Okay. That may have been me. That may have been me. I was probably kicking the...
Okay. Dude, you're on corp too much.
Dude, I didn't even realize it.
Sorry. That's how, no, you can finish your story about... Yeah, so he...
He just got drunk and smoked a cigar backwards, put the lit end in his mouth, and also put Buffalo Trace in the Dirty Santa. And I want it. So here we are drinking it. So thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Of thanks, Jay and Jay. Bay.
Piece of shit. All right. So...
Hold on. Quick drink break.
Pause.
Gotta hydrate. God dang. Gotta hydrate. So Halloween epi. Spooky stuff.
Watch your ass.
Watch your ass.
Bird will eat it. I'm gonna eat it.
Jeez. I feel a theme for this episode coming
I'm gonna
out.
Eat that ass.
Okay, so we do have a little skit game. Game skit. Yeah. I wrote something. You're looking at me like I'm...
A piece.
Skit game.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, a piece.
Yeah, but I wrote something down at the gym today that I thought about asking everybody.
Oh, and, okay. It's got some content.
Well, it's just one question. So it is Halloween season.
So we had
season.
To look it up.
Yeah, just one
could
question.
Could have remembered this one question, huh?
All right.
Go ahead.
It's going to be like one sentence.
You looked it all the way up.
So you ready? You ready? This is going to be like, it's like deep, like I had to look it up. I could have thought about this.
Like your wording had to be just right. Go ahead.
Yeah, you ready? Biggest fear. That's what I looked at.
I had to jot that one down.
Biggest fear question.
No, there was no question mark. Okay. Literally, it just said biggest fear. Like, I don't know. Are we talking about it? Are we asking people? What are we doing?
Like, what am I reflecting on my own?
Yeah, I took time from my workout today to type that in my phone so that I could look it up today.
What's hilarious is that this is like not a random question on Halloween time. Like, biggest fear usually is brought up probably on Halloween. Yeah. It's like,
well, that was gonna be my follow up question that I didn't write down, but I can if I need to. But like, are we talking biggest fear in relation to like Halloween, or are we talking about like existential
you know what?
It doesn't
crisis?
Matter. That's not on the question.
The question was, if it was a question, biggest fear.
Okay.
Is it
no
a
punctuation.
Statement? Is it a question?
Okay.
Biggest fear.
Biggest fear.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean to you, Smee?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go. Like,
I said it.
Halloween edition. Okay. Like, I'm not talking about like the future state of the world. I'm talking about the fact that like Invisible Man to me.
Eat your ass.
Yeah. No, that's not a fear at all. But
ew. Gross.
What?
Nasty.
What'd you say? What'd you say? I think I missed
yeah.
it. What'd you say? That's not a fear?
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, you no, shit.
What the?
Okay.
God dang.
Sorry.
Anyway, so, bleep that one.
My biggest fear Halloween edition is like the Invisible Man like scenario where he's there but you can't tell.
Like a ghost? Also known as a ghost?
Yeah, but the most ghosts can't interact with you, but like he could F you up and you like can't see him at all.
But so okay, follow up question. Could you contact him? Could you swing and hit him?
Well, you'd want to like you want to throw some like some flour on him so you can see where he's at. But
okay,
yeah, you
so
can
you can
make
flour.
Yes.
You want to batter him?
I've already thought about this. This is my biggest fear.
You're gonna fry his ass up, cook him, eat
him, put that
no,
bitch in a frying pan.
You just gotta be able to
marinara.
You just gotta be able to like outline him so you know where he's at.
See, I think I'm gonna go back to season two. I think you gotta cage somebody up in that situation. You lure him into the cage and you just start swinging.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, but yeah, I guess he couldn't get out of the cage, so then one of us is going
to
die.
You're going to be able to take that guy, though, in a cage?
I don't know. So the thing is, you don't even really know how big this dude is, because he's invisible.
Could like, be a kid, though. He could be
a tiny little, just like Chucky thing running around. But
you're damn near an expert now, after your class.
Yeah.
I know. Well, my kickboxing class.
Yeah, you're
just let me at him.
Yeah, so Smee took a kickboxing class where one calf is sore.
Yeah.
My right one.
Her right calf. And it's not even like the leg she was kicking with. It was the leg she was standing on.
Because we kicked with both of us, so it's not even from the actual kicking. It's just from the pivoting and
so if that ain't scary.
Overuse.
I don't know what go to Kickboxing.
Anyway, Invisible Man's my biggest Halloween edition fear.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Just because you don't know. Like, he could be here with us right now.
Yeah, well, what, did he slap me in the face?
I mean, he might, like, just freaking fuck
us up. See, I got no fear. If he was in here, Bird, taking that ass out.
Yeah. Bend over, boy. I'm a weak dude.
Yeah. She would be running from you, yeah. You can't find it. You just be like... just,
he's just grasping it.
He just has his...
I was like, right...
I think we brought the unhinged back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Wow, that didn't take long. What, 15 minutes in?
We back. Okay. What's your biggest fear? An ass that you can't eat?
Yeah. Uneaten ass is what gets me going. Scares the piss out of me.
Is this going to be like Halloween ass eating edition?
Yeah. It's going to have to be. It's
Did you want to save that for a different holiday? Ass eating.
Christmas ass eating.
Hey, remember, the Effies name themselves.
That's
don't
true.
Name them.
Yeah, it's
we
true.
Don't name them. Mm-hmm.
We could throw them off and name it Christmas ass eating.
Yeah, so we could. Yeah, for the Halloween Effy.
Yeah. I don't know what my biggest fear is, actually. I don't think too much about it. I know I will just go off of what scares me the most on a daily basis, or at least a lot, is wasps.
Wasps?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, man. Don't. You know, we talked about it.
I hate them. I have never been a fan of them.
Mm-hmm.
One, I was jumping on trampoline as a kid, and one flew right into my ear hole and stung me in the ear hole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And ever since that happened, I've been pretty gun-shy of them. So, I'm just going to go on that one. Probably scares me the most more often than anything else.
Just a regular wasp?
Yeah, I mean, the black... the red ones are the scariest.
Mm.
The other ones aren't as bad.
Mm-hmm. A regular wasp?
Regular wasp.
That's what,
like a mud dauber?
Regular speciosa.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, scientific name.
Is that what it is?
No.
So you beat
sounded
me
good,
that.
Though, didn't it?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, shoot. No, but that one's
just wasp.
The red ones. And like the, you know, the hornets and all that jazz. Bees don't really get at me because I know they serve a purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
We've talked about that.
Yeah, bees, like, hey, if they're stinging you, they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
They're sacrificing, just a little bit, please. They're sacrificing themselves, so they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasp, they go on to live and go, they sting you and go back and tell your buddies about you.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, I stoned this fool out there.
Yeah.
I don't like chump. That. I don't like that they're probably in their little wasp hut just talking smack about me.
Talking shit on you.
Yeah, so.
Here this guy is trying to eat ass.
Eat ass around here, and he knows me on his back, and I stung him. The bitch ass boy. I'm like, damn, man.
So I told you I got stunned in the chin.
Yeah,
was
dude.
That last week? Last
yeah.
weekend. Right in the chin, dude. Took it on the chin, literally.
Yo, face shot.
Yeah, dude. Face shot. Right on the chin.
Chin. It was a red one too, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I freaking killed it. But.
Did he land then sting or did he sting on the fly?
No, he stung on the fly and then I swatted him and then he stung my hand.
Hmm.
Okay, let me tell the full story.
Yeah, let's get to it.
So
we need to get down to this. This is spooky. Intriguing. Spooky.
So we had been working together, me and the wasp, for months.
Right.
Right?
Partnering up.
I never bothered them. They didn't bother me. Happy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then this asshole comes out, stings me right on the freaking chin and in the hand. So then I freaking murder the rest of them.
Mm.
Actually, there's one left. I saw him today. And I'm going to murder him, too. Probably, like, I'm going to just...
Be planning it, though.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him to you and just let you just freaking eat that ass. You
know I'll be,
mean?
Like, send him...
I did baseball bat one out of the sky on the fly, left handed too.
Yeah, and you grabbed one, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I actually saw him.
Yeah, I saw
twice.
I was gonna say you grabbed one
out of the air. Oh, Smee's taking a picture.
Oh, hold on, guys. Everybody, pause the phone.
Like this is not definitely not staged.
I'm not doing anything weird in my mouth.
Okay.
It was actually a video.
Let's get into the actual Halloween epi itself, Smee. Do you want to take the time to explain the rules to the listeners? Tell us what you got. Tell
yes.
us what we're going to do.
Okay, this is what you guys are going to do, is that I have in this tub...
tub, several, also like a small bowl.
Just a small bowl, okay. Yeah, like a Tupperware.
Did you guys hear that?
Did you have to like shake that in the mic?
You guys hear all those?
You guys hear that?
All that?
There's like 12. There's like 12 names.
Okay, so there are like 12 names in here. I'm gonna draw a name out, and it's the names that are on here are like movie villains or Halloween characters. So scary people, scary people. And then you guys have in front of you a list
the
of
roles.
The roles. Yes.
Okay.
So
I'm going to write roles just so we don't get confused.
So on your list, you have.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 options.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is you're going to draw a name.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Bird and you.
Bird and I are going to mutually agree.
Assign them a role.
Okay. And then the roles are who your partner, who would be your partner.
Number one.
So as far as working.
Mm-hmm.
Who you would train. So like who you'd be the trainer of.
Yes, a trainee.
Who would be your supervisor? Who would be your chief or the boss? Whatever you want to call it. Who would be a prosecutor, judge, and then who would you want to arrest?
Yes.
Is that right?
So these are all, yes, roles within law enforcement world of things.
Ish.
Ish.
Cool.
Do you want to add any before we start?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's add a witness.
Oh, a witness?
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Okay.
Bird wants witness on there.
Jason, just a witness over there.
Doesn't ever
talk.
Bro.
Okay. All right.
Seriously, so, like a grunt, a blank, anything. What the hell?
All right, so that's what we're gonna do, and okay. And you guys can only use the role once, and so okay. You don't know all the names. You can probably guess some of the names I have in here, but you don't know all the names.
Yeah, we haven't seen the names.
You haven't seen the names, so I'm gonna surprise you with a few of them. Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay, so you're gonna you draw it. How long do we have? Just a couple seconds, I guess.
I will tell you when to stop. Couple seconds.
Sounds good.
You can't take too long.
Okay. We won't take.
Should
too long.
I play like a little like song?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think we're
gonna knock this out. All right. Court.
So the first character that I drew out is, okay, this is a little obscure one, but it's Slappy.
I don't know who Slappy is.
Remember from?
Is he a puppet?
He's the puppet from the Goosebump novels. Here, let me give you some info. He's real sassy. He's a smart ass.
He's just like a ventriloquist yes. doll, right?
Like an evil one, obviously.
Okay. This guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
Well, yeah, he thinks he's funny, but he's really just evil. He's like, that's the way he taunts. He taunts you with smart assery.
Okay, does he kill people?
Yeah.
He kills, like, he personally kills people.
Yes, I think so.
How does he do it?
I mean, he just, like, stabs them. He usually just taunts them more than actually kills
them. Okay, so he's more of a taunter.
Because it was Goosebumps, so they're like, he wasn't, like, pulling their guts out.
Okay.
So it was, like, a little more of a taunting thing.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough information.
That's easy. I think I know who I would want, but I'm gonna let you say it, and then we'll see if we're off. We'll see if we can match up.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Chief.
Oh, a taunter. Okay.
Yeah, so okay. He's kind of using his words, like boss man, kind of using his words to get what he wants, I guess.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
You know, I'm gonna save what I was thinking, and I'll go with you, Chief.
Not bad, bro.
Yeah,
right.
Who's going to run the show?
Right. I think that he'd be a good showrunner.
Because
technically, there's two people there, right? Because he's a doll.
Well, then,
yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Technically, there's, like, an actual human being.
There's actually a human there, right?
Yeah.
So, let's see. I don't mind the smartassery as a boss. I don't mind that.
Okay.
Because I think not only is he going to be smartassery to you...
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be smart ass to everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I would probably avoid him at all costs. Let him smart ass himself to everybody else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really, deep down, he's probably going to defend you a little bit if we think about it. Because he's going to want to, like, piss everybody else off.
Yeah.
So you probably do whatever you want.
Yeah. So I think that he'd be...
You know what?
Good.
I agree.
I think he'd be all right at Chief.
Yeah. I talked myself into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, when it says their hobby, like hobby, whatever, on the villains Wikipedia, which is what I'm on right now.
You have a villains Wikipedia.
It's villains
Scary.
Wiki. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So basically, his hobbies are enslaving people, causing misery and chaos around him, or insulting people.
Oh, wow, that's a great chef, dude.
Yeah, okay, boss.
Literally the job description of a chief.
Yeah. Okay.
Enslaving
boss,
people. What was the other one?
Enslaving people, causing misery and chaos.
Misery and chaos,
him.
Perfect.
Dude.
And insulting people.
Dude, you nailed that, dude.
Put it on the line right
Damn. There. Damn. Nice. All right.
Give us our next one. All
right, next.
That's freaking, hang on. What'd you just put in, a six?
A sixer. All right. Yeah, 6 minutes.
So I'm going to throw in a niner, but I do need a spitter. So.
Okay.
So is there a bottle or something you have?
I can grab one, yeah.
What about I'll kill a protein shake real quick, and then I'll spit in that. Do you want to talk about what we're...
Yeah, let's take a quick break on our...
Quick commercial break.
Hey, we like to introduce you guys to the new nicotine pouch. That's just not Zen. It's not Zen-y at all, guys. But you will find yourself in what we like to call the zone. And here it is. It's Zone Dragon Fruit. 6 millis, and they run 9 millis, boy.
Did you see he just showed it like there's a camera there? Yeah.
I was just talking to the mic, baby. Zone.
Yeah. All right, so we're trying. Yeah, so this is a nicotine pouch, and it's actually from Canada. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not see that, but yeah. That makes sense.
It's from Canada, but it can only be sold in the U.S. is what I made in Canada. Sale only allowed in the United States. Yeah. So we're nicotine pouching.
That kind of questions me, makes me question
why?
Things. Why? Because U.S. is a little bit more...
Well, didn't some of our Canada people say that they can't have flavor? Like, there can't be flavored?
Yeah, but, so, like, what I'm getting at with that is that, like, the U.S. is not as strict on, like, the approving of food being... Or stuff being put in people's mouths here. You know
what
I'm
saying?
Oh,
dude, we don't give a shit.
Chemicals on everything.
Yeah,
so.
I think, well, what I imagine is probably happening is probably there is this zone factory, and they have several different products, but then the unflavored non-dragon fruit flavor ones are the only ones that go to Canada, and then all of the, then they just add a little flavoring in, and then they'll just go to the U.S.
Maybe so.
So what is it, like $3? $4, right? For 20 pouches?
Yeah, it was $2.75 at Salto's down the road.
Really?
Filling station.
And Zinni's is, well, I paid $6 the other day for Zinni's.
Yeah, see, that's
freaking
that's
ridiculous.
Absurd.
All right, this brought to you by Zone 9 milligrams.
Zone.
Dude, that was a good commercial.
Not bad, right? They should hire me on.
I'm going to clip it out and send it to them
to
see if they're interested in paying.
They're like, no, this guy's
a whack
job. I
bet we could get a sponsorship.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Back to the.
All right, you want me to draw?
Agenda. Oh, yeah, I know,
but I just wanted to shake it.
You
so.
Closing your eyes?
Yeah.
Shake what?
Ooh, this is a good one. Ready?
Yeah. We'll spill the beans.
Hannibal Lecter.
Ooh, that's a good. I didn't think about Hannibal Lecter. So he's going to eat your brains.
Wow, we're working on both ends, huh?
You got to worry about your brains with Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, we're
about to be a perfect team.
Hey, partner, dude.
Partner, brother. Damn, it sounds kind of like we're on the same page here.
All right, let's see. You know what?
You name yours. I name mine first.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw you off because I think partner is easy at this point because we've already kind of made that connection. Ooh, man. I'm gonna go with Hannibal Lecter as a judge.
Okay, you have 3 seconds to confirm.
Well,
what do you think? Do you have another?
Tell me why.
I think he's intelligent.
Okay,
he's a very intelligent person. He
just
eats people.
Step through this.
Okay.
Or he likes human meat.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that right?
Yeah. What? I'm sorry.
He just likes human meat.
He's
just a cannibal.
But he is. Yeah. He's more intelligent.
And he's very like.
I'm gonna look him up on the fandom.
He's very like mind game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that he could actually play the system on serving people death penalty and then getting their bodies afterwards.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to add defense attorney to this thing.
Okay.
I just added one here. I'm going to go with judge. Are you comfortable with judge?
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Because I think he's going to do the right thing. You just may pay the wrong price.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I think he's just going to be handing out death penalty.
Dude, just freaking.
Right.
You like littering death penalty? Like,
yeah.
What the hell? Yeah. I'm going to go with judge because he's an intelligent person. He's very.
Okay.
Very mind gamey.
So yes. Yeah, so do you want to read? So his former occupation was a surgeon and a psychiatrist.
Okay. So he's definitely he's gonna mess with your mind.
And so his hobbies, as well as hobbies, are devouring the flesh of his victims, using psychoanalysis on his patients and enemies, cooking, reading, taking interest and delight in art, playing mind games.
Yeah, that's the judge.
Yeah, judge,
sure,
judge boy.
Okay.
Hey, so when we pull out a ticket. Can we get that description of
that?
Yeah,
I'll.
Because it'd help us
match before?
It up. Yeah,
before? Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay, so we're adding that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, that 9 milli.
Rocking, huh?
Yeah, so I think the reason I wasn't filling it, because I was chasing it, or I was doing a Zinni 6, then I was chasing it with a 9, so I was already up there. I just didn't realize it. But I'll say right now.
You're skyrocketing,
I'm
huh?
I'm in the zone. Zone. All right, Smee.
Okay. I don't like this one, so I'm going to put it out to the side.
Oh.
I went a
you
one.
Put it in there, didn't you?
I know, but I mean, I like it for maybe later, but I'm not, it's not one of the best ones in here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Say it.
This one is Pennywise.
Which one's that?
He's the it
clown in the.
I'm pulling him up.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. Could be a prosecutor clown.
I feel like you need to be writing. Are you writing down who did it so that we can have it later?
No, we're just going back and forth.
We got one check mark.
This was Bert. I do have a check mark on a piece of paper. Does that count for anything?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, I was thinking we could write next to which one it is.
Oh, okay. So Chief was...
Do the roster later.
Chief was Slappy.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Judge was...
Hannibal Lecter.
And that's dude, it. I'm freaking spinning mm-hmm. like crazy.
Nice, dude. So okay. Some would say you're out of zone, dude.
Yeah, I'm not in zone.
Okay, so his occupation is a cosmic entity of consumption. So he's elusive.
He also eats people.
Yeah, it's like he's elusive.
Dang,
a lot of people eaters. His skills are...
I think I beat his ass last year.
Mm-hmm.
So his skills are high-level intelligence, manipulation, intimidation, trickery, disguise, cunning, and charisma.
Oh, prosecutor does sound pretty decent right there.
See, then, I think I have one for that, too.
All right, the last... quota here, unless you want to hear about his goals, is
yeah,
the hobby.
I kind of want to hear
what his goals are. Okay. Yeah. Where's he headed?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear goals or hobbies?
It's just like
a little bit of both, honestly.
Okay, you fine.
Got me intrigued.
Like every criminal, it's like, oh, he was going to be an engineer.
Yeah.
Okay. He was going.
All right. So Pennywise, his hobbies are to terrify children.
Okay.
Killing and devouring children. Showing the deadlights to his victims, making them float.
Deadlights?
That's apparently one of it. That's his trick, and then makes them float.
He floats.
Playing
people.
Tricks with the victims, exacting revenge, playing mind games with the victims, and scarring his enemies for life.
Mm.
So his goals. Here are his goals. This is what he's looking to do. It is kill its eternity of Maturin, the turtle. Okay, that's a weird thing. I don't
kill
know.
Kill a turtle? That's easy, dude. I've hit like 3 turtles this morning.
I've been there, done that.
So feed on the fears of the children of Derry and then devour them every 27 years to fulfill his hunger.
Every 27 years, that's easy.
Control and expand his influence over all of Derry, which is the name of this town. Ultimately, he wants to get revenge on the Losers Club for its defeat and suffering they caused 27 years ago, and then return to its usual role of killing and devouring the dairy after they're out of the way.
Huh.
So he's got like a sub.
He hates his town.
So there's no really like short-term goals.
Yeah,
like
I think
he
just really doesn't like the town dairy, and it's
okay.
Pupil.
So read the, what was the first part you read?
The hobbies?
Yeah. Is that right?
Before that description
of
them.
Before that. Do a little description.
His powers and skills.
Very first thing you read.
A cosmic entity of consumption.
No, like...
Pretty much saying like what he... Yeah, manipulative.
Yeah, that was his powers and skills are high-level intelligence, manipulation, intimidation, trickery, disguise, cunning, and charisma. That is one of his things I do remember that he can change into whatever...
A shapeshifter?
Any kind of object, yeah.
Okay.
To try to lure people in.
Okay. I have one in mind, but it's you're up, so then I might pitch one. I may pitch this one to you.
I might go with a different one besides prosecutor.
Okay.
I think I might go with arrest.
Oh, you want to hook that guy?
I want to hook him up.
Hmm. Okay.
Because judging on the description, kind of manipulative... Obviously, he's a clown.
You don't want him on your team.
I don't want him on my team.
People here.
Yeah, so I want to hook him up because I think it's just, I don't know, can't trust the guy.
So I feel like it's very defense attorney description, manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Excuse me. Say it again.
Okay.
Cunning.
Cunning, intimidation, trickery, disguise, and charisma.
I don't know if they have charisma.
Well, they get people to believe them, and that's charismatic. Non-charismatic people can't convince you to believe them.
But you know what? Like, I see Bird's point. It would piss me off because I feel like he's manipulated other people,
mm-hmm.
and I would want to hook that guy.
You just want a straight forth killer that's like, yo, I'm here to kill you. Right?
To what, hook?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't like the manipulation factor because you want somebody that's just like, what's
up? Okay, I'm going to go with you. I'd arrest that guy.
Yeah, I think it'd just be easy to arrest him because he has all these crappy qualities.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Nail on the head.
Yeah. All right, we're hooking that guy.
Hook him up.
What crime you think he's going to commit for you to hook him?
I got to feel like it's in the murder category.
The consumption of children.
Of humans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're eating a kid. I don't think you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Where's he at? Who would we arrest? Let's do a check mark. And let's do Penny. See, I almost feel like a clown. Nah, we're good. We're good.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
How's that Buffalo Trace treating you?
Good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it's greasing the tracks.
Greasing the tracks. Okay, so... All right, do you want me to...
Draw another?
Do another one?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Yeah, we hooked them, dude. Hooked them and booked them.
Okay.
Like a dog.
All right. Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh, you're going to have to read me. Is that Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that's Jack Nicholson, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that...
Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I've never seen The Shining.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me read you some of his
I'm going to have to watch that this year, I think.
Okay, yeah, let's do that right now, shall we? Okay. Just put it on. So one of his hobbies... Yeah,
we just pause it.
So his powers and his skills are intelligence, physical strength, his mallet, and speed. Mallet? After he was possessed, obviously.
Speed,
yeah. When he got possessed, then he got fast.
So he got possessed, like, by a demon?
Yes.
But, like, he was... What was his description beforehand? Like, what, before the speed?
Oh, intelligence, physical strength, and mallet.
All right. Okay. I'm going to shoot out here.
Yeah. Oh, you're firing off.
I got to take this, okay. Daggum D1 running back as a partner.
Dude, me too, yeah, man. I was saying,
this guy sounds like he's a force, strong, a unit.
He's strong. Got he's speed. Fast. Uh-huh. What else was it? Mallet?
Yes.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's his weapon of choice. I don't remember.
Oh, he uses... Oh,
I
shit.
I like that, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to confirm that because I don't remember.
Can you imagine this dude, arresting Pennywise, just beats him to death and really fast?
Yeah, and he's just really fast
he's
about
really
it.
Quick.
And he's really quick yeah. with his mind.
I like
mind
that.
Games.
Yeah, dude, I'm going
so,
partner,
yeah,
too.
Before yeah. his... before his... He was... this character, he was a teacher. And the keeper of the inn.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going partner, and I'm gonna put him almost like a canine dog. He's gonna be in the back.
Yeah.
And some dude's gonna run him like, bro, you do not want to do that. And yeah. he's gonna like, if you keep running, I'm like, all right, dude, freaking unleash this dude on him.
So is he's possessed all the time after the initial possession, right? Like he.
Yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't. You don't have to like say some mean things to get him riled up. Or like,
no.
So he's always riding.
He's always, yeah. He's always speed.
He's always speed, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's been a really long time and I would like to watch it. But yeah, the general theme is that he was this good dude. And then, yeah, he got possessed and then tried to kill his wife and kids. I can't remember if anybody else got in the way. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it would have to, you know.
You got to take some and lose some with a partner. You know what I'm yeah. yeah, take some.
I think
know.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, so we, yeah, we take him as a partner.
Yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, when it comes to his goals, he was the caretaker of the Overlook Hotel until the 1st of May. Mm. Finish his book, because he was an author, former school
okay,
teacher.
Okay, so, you know, he's writing. Yeah. He's writing stuff. You're going to write a good report.
That's right. Yes. Great paperwork guy,
yeah, dude.
So then, oh, okay. So, yeah. So this was after he became possessed. Then his goal became to kill his wife, Wendy, and his son, Danny.
So I feel like I just have to, like, you know, recommend divorce at this point.
Right.
And say, hey, dude, just eat it. You know, you lost.
Right.
You know, coach him through that. I feel like I could coach him through
dude,
that.
Dude, what if he came up to
you? You're gonna coach the demon through that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So So say I'm Jack, right?
Yeah.
And I come up to you, I'm like, dude, I'm possessed. I you're driving. I'm obviously in the passenger seat because I can't be driving.
Yeah.
Under the you know
can't drive under the influence of demon.
I got demons in my system.
DWD.
And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm thinking about killing my wife and fam. What do you think? What's your thoughts, dude? I'm feeling
I'd
really
say,
wild.
Dude, you shouldn't do that.
That's fair.
That's about what I'd say. That's
yeah.
not good,
That's
dude.
Good role play. I like this.
I'd be like, you shouldn't. Okay, Smee, why don't you just kick the table?
Sorry.
I'd be like, are you fast?
I'd be like, dude, when I get possessed, I am quick.
Do you write a good report?
Absolutely.
Hey,
I'm
man,
very knowledgeable.
You got to get in the back.
Ah, fair.
You gotta get in the back and I'll release you.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? If I, you know, obviously if I pull over wife and kids,
I can't let you have it.
I'm going to have to handle that one, dude.
You can't be out.
Yeah, I think we'd have to compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find middle ground.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a problem with me. Mm,
right.
Right?
I don't think so. It's been a long time.
It doesn't say on there you have a problem with Ryan.
No.
No, sorry. You're clear, dude. You're
I'm good,
clear.
Dude. So I'm good.
It says Bert.
Yeah,
ah,
shit.
But.
Shit. Bert going to eat his ass.
Yeah. Jack, you got nothing. Go!
All right, what was his actual name?
Jack Torrance.
Jack Torrance?
Yeah, just put The Shining. Or Here's Johnny.
Here's JT. Johnny.
Okay.
Can you imagine, dude, you're running and some dude's freaking chasing you down with a mallet?
Like, you're Johnny. Say you're in the prime shape of your life. Yeah, you're running, dude, you're all of a sudden, Jack.
Because he's like 50, right?
Yeah.
In the movie. And not now. You know, he's like 90.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ready?
Yeah. This is easy. This is too easy.
Okay, so there's this. I'll give you. How many more do we have left?
Let's see. We've got three, four. Supervisor, prosecutor, who you would train, witness, and. Defense attorney.
Okay, so this one is more of what you're probably expecting, and it's Michael Myers.
So you don't want him as a partner. That dude's slow.
Yeah, he's a liability.
And he might kill you. Yeah. I don't think he has a target.
Yeah, he might murder me. Cannon.
No, actually, he does have a target. It's that babysitter, right?
Oh, it is.
That is true. What's her freaking name?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so Michael Myers. You can look him up.
He kills whatever.
But yeah, he kills whatever if you're like in the
way.
If you're a problem.
With the cage, like, just if she's around, don't, you know, let him out, right?
Yeah, okay. But I feel like, see, he would murder me though too. He's got no problem murdering me.
I don't think so. Like, even obviously that's why everybody dies, because I don't think he has an actual.
Let's see.
Target.
His 5-year goal is really not set in stone.
I don't think he's got long term goals.
Yeah, let me tell you what his 5-year goal is here. So Michael Myers from the Halloween movies, his goals are to kill everybody in his family.
Okay.
See, that's a problem for me. Yeah.
That's where I kind of raise my eyebrows too.
So then, you know, kill Dr. Samuel Loomis, which I'm pretty sure was his
babysitter.
Like psychiatrist. Oh. Now. And then also to kill everybody who he encounters.
Dang, dude.
I'm glad we didn't keep him as a partner.
Yeah, but he'd be a wild witness.
He'd be a wild. Yeah, okay. You think witness?
Yeah, well, see, I will say this. I think he's going to...
Let's talk through it.
I don't think he's a good witness. I take that back. I think he's going to be set in stone and not rat anybody out. Because he's like... You know, he's probably got... Obviously, there's some skeletons in the closet.
His lips are sealed.
Yeah.
Do you need any more information about him? Like his powers and his skills?
I got a pretty good... he's got a knife. Butcher knife is his...
Pretty good, yeah. And so... Yeah. So he was, you know, previously insane. That's where the psychiatrist and the family comes in, because they, you know, admitted him and everything.
Man.
But we don't have much to play with.
I know, yeah.
I'd almost have to go with supervisor.
So I was eyeballing supervisor myself.
Give me why.
I don't know where else to put this dude.
Yeah, he's kind of a
lost cause. As a witness, he ain't saying anything.
No, he's...
Defense attorney, I don't know, maybe defense attorney, because he ain't going to say anything, but he might kill you. I don't want to be killed.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't be
quilted. I don't want to be killed to death. So maybe supervisor?
I think he's... I don't think he's going to be very strict, right? I think he's going to let the chains off a little bit.
That's a good point. You get in a pursuit, they're like, whatever his name is, or whatever his number is, 98, permission to pursue, or whatever.
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah.
So I think you got to take silence as a yes.
Yeah, it's like, meh.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to run you off the road and try to get the guy himself.
Which is,
I'm cool with that.
Every guy needs a leader like that.
Hey, he's in the trenches, dude.
Yeah, he's in the trenches with you.
I think I like that.
I think supervisor's a go-to.
Like, any report you send him, straight through. Yeah. He ain't going to read that. Nah. He ain't got time for that.
Mm-mm. Yep. I think supervisor, he's going to have some loose chains.
Yeah, I want him as my supervisor for sure, because there's no rules.
No rules.
Yeah. And just depending on how you word everything, you could get away with anything, right?
I don't even think you need to word anything.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, you don't need to get near him, because you will die, but...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can avoid, believe me, you're looking at the master of avoiding supervisors.
There you go. There you go.
I got no problem doing that.
So I think he...
Yeah, Mike Myers, supervisor, dude. This guy's... Bad. You know what? He's going to make a hell of a supervisor.
That's right. You know, I wish him well.
Yeah. Someone promote that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, next one.
What we got left? Who we're going to train? Prosecutor, witness, and defense attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we got an idea for defense attorney. Who you got?
Dr. Jekyll. I'm going to look him up and give you some information.
Okay. Now, okay. Because do you get
Mr. Hyde? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's, I think we kind of make those rules if we want to.
I think you do. I think it's a package deal.
Yeah.
Just like Mike Myers with the killing, you're getting both, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I was going to say, not everybody's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually have to go somewhere else to look for him, because he's not technically like a traditional villain.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. It's a pre-workout, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It'll make you shit your pants, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is, I wanted to put him in there, but I guess that's technically not, he's probably not going to kill anybody. Let's look up.
I feel like he's like a beast.
It's kind of like the same concept as,
the Hulk?
The Hulk, yeah.
Yeah, I think he just goes beast mode on people.
Because he's the one with the sawed-off horns, doesn't he? Is that, or...
I don't think so.
That's Hellboy.
Yeah, it's Hellboy.
Okay, sorry.
So there's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So when he's Mr. Hyde...
He's
a normal dude, right?
Yeah, solid dude, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when he's Dr. Jekyll, that's when he goes just like... So you ever seen the movie League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Mm, I love that movie.
Yes, but it's been a minute.
He's actually in that. So they basically send... He's like super chill, but when they need something like done, they send in... They send him in.
Jekyll.
They get him pissed off. Yeah.
So he gets riled up on bad temper.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say he's very Hulk-like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got mine.
So, yeah, because he initially took the how he got that way was he took a...
Like a serum or poison or something.
A potion that he created to separate his good and evil. Hmm. And so the goal, his original goal, I don't know that it worked out super well for him, but the transformation was meant to... for Dr. Hyde to allow Dr. Jekyll to indulge in his darker impulses without consequence.
Okay.
So that was so he could have like that dual personality and live that double life.
So I'm gonna, I got one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Pete Prosecutor on this one.
Okay.
Because here's what I feel like is gonna happen. He's gonna be super chill. He's gonna play the game until he's not.
I found it.
And then he's gonna go. Okay, give me some more info.
So his occupation was scientist. And then...
Okay, so he's smart.
Murderer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So he's either...
Top and bottom.
He's either, he's either cooking up a potion or he's killing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is very high intelligence, impressive willpower, lethally combatant, and...
I don't want to train that dude.
He does have some of the adaptations, not necessarily the original story. He is superhuman strength, agility, reflexes, stuff like that. So his hobby is killing people and mentally torturing... His counterpart, like, you know,
and spending, gotta be it.
Yeah,
I think so.
Spending time spending time with Lucy formerly and enjoying chaos and pain.
Yeah.
So actually, we've had him flipped, and I can't believe this. It's actually It's like Hyde
is the monster.
Is the monster?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's the Dr. Jekyll, like his role as scientist.
The doctor is the okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I've had this flipped. I had this. Yeah. Backwards.
So I think I go PA. So I think he's going to be the doctor originally until somebody pisses him off, then he's freaking going Hyde mode.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the mental aspect of what he does is like very.
And I think it's going to keep everybody on their toes because you're like shit.
What are we getting?
Yeah, we don't want to piss this dude off.
Yeah, some of his crimes were serial murder, child abuse, assault and battery, stalking, vandalism, blackmail, animal cruelty, brainwashing, kidnapping.
The CIA kind of throws me for a loop.
Yeah, yeah.
Theft, mutilation, tax evasion.
Ah, hey. Hey.
Arson.
Ah, what are taxes?
Yeah.
Arson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going PA.
Gross indecency and cannibalism. He's a bad dude.
He's a really bad dude. I don't really... What was the child abuse? What was that one?
Yeah. I don't really know. It doesn't really advance on that. But.
Yeah. I'm going PA.
Yeah.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Like I said, I think he's going to be chill until he's not. And you don't want to piss him off.
How many do we have left?
We have three.
Right? Yeah. Witness, one, defense two. Attorney, and then who you want to train.
Yeah.
You can't train that out of somebody.
Nah.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah. Send that.
Okay. I have two choices here. Do you want, like, a traditional horror film, or do you want a non-traditional, like, horror film? Or do you want, like, okay, do you want a Halloween villain or a just villain?
You can go Halloween villain?
Yeah, that worked.
Okay.
Tis the spirit.
Tis the season. Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Witness.
Dude likes to talk.
Yeah, he's a big talker.
Yeah, that dude's spilling his guts.
Yeah.
He might spill yours while he's at it.
Yeah. Just up there on a witness.
Ooh, that was like a turn of phrase.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jot that down.
Yeah,
jot that down.
Yeah, witness for sure. Because he loves to talk.
Yeah, he's a big
talker.
And I think
as long as you don't go to sleep, he can't hurt you, right? From what I remember.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I'll just freaking...
Witness it.
I'll just zen it up, dude. Yeah. I'll zone.
Oh, dude.
He's like, oh, this guy's going to sleep. Throwing his zone. He's like, damn it.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. Freddy Krueger's going to just tell you everything.
He's going to rat everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's ratting everybody out.
Okay, yeah, I'm not finding him on here. Maybe my spelling's off.
Let's see. Either way, we're
okay. You're keeping it.
I think even if you tell us, like,
yeah, it literally says on his hobbies talking.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you gonna do the next one then?
Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Bert had that one.
All right. Okay. I'll give you the same choice. Halloween-esque.
Yeah, I'm going Halloween.
All right. I think
Halloween.
You would like the non one, but maybe later. Jigsaw.
We only got two left.
Jigsaw.
Ooh, shoot.
He's a little guy on a tricycle, isn't
mm-hmm.
he? Imagine training
Dude. Yeah, he's our second evil puppet.
Can you imagine? You're like, all right, dude, I need you to fill out this report. He's like, let's play a game. Shit. Or,
hey, jump in the car. I'm going to go train. Gosh, gotta load your tricycle up.
Yeah.
He handcuffs your foot too.
Yeah, let's train him.
Let's train that guy.
Let's train him.
Okay. He needs a good training.
Dude, every time, because you're like, all right, man, I need you to go up there and talk to this guy. Go talk to that witness, Freddy Krueger. He's like, he wheels up on his tricycle and he's like, want to play a game?
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell?
He's like looking up.
Like
a kid?
Yeah, I'm training that dude. That would be a hell of a time.
Dude, that'd be hilarious.
Like, everything's a game.
Mm-hmm. Dude, like, just imagine getting in the car and he somehow beat you to it. He's already got his track loaded up in the back. And you're like trying to figure out, like, he manipulates your whole dashboard to get it started. He's like,
quick. If you start your car, you may catch up.
Sounds like Batman.
He talks like that.
I know.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is true, though.
You do change your station. If you don't change your station, I'm Batman.
Yeah, no, and then he just makes any situation infinitely worse. Like, you get there.
Oh, yeah, it's just a shit show.
It's like a crime scene. Yeah. He makes it
He brings out a tub of syringes.
He's like, you gotta walk through all these syringes.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
So you're like getting the ready to do field sobriety on somebody. You're like, all right, man, I need you to take 9 steps heel toe. But if you take 10 steps, I want you to imagine there's a bomb. It may or may not go off. However, you must eat one child. You're like, what the hell is this freaking thing? That dude's going to manipulate. Everyone's guilty.
Yeah, everyone. Because
they're going to go, what do I need to do to just not play these dumbass games?
He's a little jokester, isn't he?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, we'd have a hell of a time.
Dude, walking the line for a sobriety test. He's out there tying shoelaces together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. He's like, as you're walking, he's on his trike, and he's like, it's like squeaking right beside
him. He's like walking with the guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. For sure, training that dude.
That's funny.
We're gonna have a blast.
Do you want any more? Do you want to talk about him anymore?
Nah, we got it.
What do you have something on him?
Yeah, I pulled him up.
It's just gonna support our. It's just gonna support our cause.
Clicked on the wrong one.
It just says freaking dog.
Yeah, he's jokester.
Dog. Yeah, jokester.
Dog.
I thought you had it pulled up.
I thought I did too. There's his picture.
Let me see. Oh yeah. Yeah, dude, little dude.
You have to remember, this is literally a Wikipedia page. Like, the villain's Wikipedia, so it's not really well formatted for anything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Only weirdos would make that.
only weirdos would read it.
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Okay, next one.
We only got one left.
Okay, well, do you want the non... Okay, I don't even know who I have left in
here. You just throw them all in and choose. Okay. It's defense attorney, right?
Yeah. And then, we still have one more.
Okay.
So we're going to have to figure out a way to make this guy a defense attorney.
Okay, so, all right, this is the non-movie, non-Halloween villain, non-traditionally Halloween villain.
I feel like you're wanting us to choose that one.
Okay, I think you would like it.
All right, just choose it.
Just give us that
Just
one.
Give it to us. Is he going to be a good DA?
I don't know, and I'm scared.
If this sucks,
just pick this one out here, then.
Just put it back in, and if you choose it, you choose it.
Okay.
Why are you choosing two?
I'm not choosing
two. Game in the system.
I just pulled that one out and I liked it. Because I think you would like it.
He's just moving 4 pieces of paper around.
there's not that much logic either. Okay. It is...
If you read that piece of paper.
Carrie.
Underwood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Carrie.
Yeah, from Carrie, the prom queen that gets the pig blood. Give me a dragon.
Dude, that one sucks.
Yeah. Okay, she's a... Okay, she kills a lot of people. I don't know.
Right, I don't want her.
Here.
I love bird shoes.
Dracula!
Dracula.
Dracula. Mm. Got a bit of a style, though.
He does got style. He's got swag.
A little DA style.
Yeah,
huh?
I think so.
Well, he's toned down the collars a little bit.
Yeah, like greased back hair.
Yeah. Got a little slyness.
Yeah, he's sly. That's a good one. I think that's a good defense attorney. Dracula. Sucks the system
dry.
Who
were you thinking for it?
No, I wasn't thinking anybody.
Oh, I thought you said I got a good one earlier.
No.
Okay.
Did I?
I don't know.
I'm zoned and freaking two whiskeys. I'm good.
Yeah, my Wikipedia page is
out. I don't see. I feel like he's got the style. I don't know how well he is with the law, but but he's got style.
He's got style, though.
I'm going to say he's good with the law because he's been around for like forever,
right? He could turn a phrase probably pretty well.
Oh, that's true.
That's part of a vampire's charm, right? Like, they can lure you into anything.
Dude, vampires are sexy, too.
Whoa, dude. What? Pause,
what?
Man.
Wait, whoa. What? Come on. Aren't all vampire movies?
Yeah, that's part of their...
The chicks are like, you know what I'm saying? Every dude's going to be a freaking sack of blood. Let's be honest. Okay. I'm not saying Dracula...
I'm going to say, the Dracula I'm picturing... Attractive. Doesn't have the looks going.
No, dude, you need to watch Interview with the Vampire. You ever seen that?
You never seen it?
Is it Tom Cruise and who's the other dude?
Brad Pitt.
Is Tom Cruise a vampire?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Brad Pitt's a vampire too.
And all the chicks are
smoke shows.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Wait, what? Pause?
You should watch it.
Okay, I take back my statement. They are good lookers.
So that's part of their charm. Yeah, it's part. I mean, Dracula, not necessarily like, but hit the things that spawn from Dracula. So yeah, they're part of their lure is that they're, you know, sexy and they can lure people in.
Pale
dude would be dead.
They are pale.
Well,
yeah,
I'd be pasty. So dead.
And immortal, like obviously, like they can heal really easily and stuff, so they can
stay young
forever.
And that's the thing I never got. Like, if they suck your blood, you die. But if they only bite you, you turn. Is that right?
So really,
how much
in
blood
most,
they sucking? You know,
that's what I'm. Yeah.
So in most vampire lore, if you drink their blood, like if they give you a little bit of their blood and then you die, then you turn into a vampire.
You show up to court and Dracula's like, "Hey, you want a drink?" I'm like, "What? What?"
Yeah, that's how you turn into a vampire most of all of the forms of vampirism.
Yeah, vampirism. I would say definitely defense attorney sucking the truth.
Sucking the truth.
Okay. Sucking the reality, the truth.
Yeah. And they're like, they're just, you know.
A little sleazy.
Yeah. Angels, too. Like, they're always around.
They're just always
creeping. That's a good point.
Always creeping people out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that it? Who else you got in there? Let's just talk about who you got in there.
Who else I have in
here? We got no more rules, but.
Yeah, I mean, you can make up a couple if you wanted to. What's our time?
Jury.
What would they be good at?
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
What
would they be good at for these ones?
Yeah, like in the court system?
We'll finish it off. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Frankenstein.
Killing people.
Killing people.
Nice. Nailed it.
Not, bailiff.
Not oh, yeah. Bailiff. Yeah. Just stands there and does nothing. Not flexibility. That's for sure.
Yeah,
we know that.
Stiff.
Yeah. Is it hard to be flexible?
Yeah. Frankenstein's a bailiff for sure.
Yeah.
Dude. Hey, man. I'm here for court. What do I need to do? All right, I'll just sit over here. Okay.
All right, and then the next one was, this is the one that I thought you guys would probably like, Patrick Bateman.
Don't know that.
Is that a football player?
From American Psycho.
Oh.
That's Christian Bale.
Ooh, yeah. Dude, that.
I told you that was the one
dang,
you guys would probably
dude.
Like. He's not like a traditional Halloween villain, though. So.
My partner.
Yeah, I was going to say,
easy.
It's hard not to say he's going to be a good partner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just that one picture that everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Got to have him as a partner.
Yeah, dude, he's flexing in
the
mirror.
Gotta
is that
have,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
A bro.
Yeah.
He's a bro.
He'd send me that picture of like, yo, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, dog. What's that?
That's hilarious. Just mean mugging.
Let the record show Bird was thrusting at the table.
Yeah, whilst mean mugging.
Yeah, whilst mean mugging.
Oh, and then the last one was Chucky.
I don't like Chucky. I think he'd be easy to beat.
Yeah, once I read that the Slappy and Jigsaw, man, we got a lot of
small
that was
ones.
a lot of evil puppet dolls.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want him as a partner. Jigsaw is a partner for sure.
Mm-hmm. I just pulled a list. I pulled the Halloween ones from a list, and he's always on the list.
Yeah. That's yeah, funny. He's a classic, I guess.
I guess.
I just never saw the fear.
Yeah, of the small
yeah.
child. Yeah. We talked about it a lot last year. Chucky? You guys, when you guys fought him.
Yeah, I think Bird like built a fort out of pizza boxes. That
yeah.
sound right?
Yeah,
I
think lured so. Him in. Yeah, lured him in there.
Everyone, you were sitting in your recliner at home.
If you didn't listen to that, go back to season 2.
Yeah. Yeah, if you listen to season 2, stop being a coward.
I also had Leatherface in here.
That's the chainsaw guy, right?
Yeah. Texas Massacre.
What would he be good at? School resource.
School resource.
Dare officer.
Yeah.
Dare. Jeez. I'm thinking about doing drugs. No, I'm not. Okay.
All right, cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So those are all the ones I had.
Okay.
That's a pretty good little set.
I like that.
We have got a nice little court system.
Yeah. So, we've got a whole team.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you do a roster there? See who you got.
All right. So, partner, dude. Wait. Oh, yeah. Partner, we had Jack Torrance running people down.
Dude, like, just like a freaking absolute dog, unit.
Trainer, obviously Jigsaw. Go ahead, have a
trainee.
Sorry, yeah. Just have a blast,
dude. Just have a good time.
Just have a freaking good time. Supervisor, obviously Mike Myers.
Yeah,
if you don't want that guy supervising you, to get
you're
out.
Wrong. Mm-hmm.
Chief, slappy, manipulative, enslaving people.
Yeah, was it the description was like creating chaos?
Yeah, very classic. Let's see, we had Hyde as a prosecutor. I like that. Smart until he's not. Judge Hannibal Lecter, maybe eat your brain, maybe doesn't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you arrest? Pennywise. Mm-hmm. I agree. That dude's a creep, man.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with clowns, but
he does.
I think he's heavy about kids. Yeah, yeah. That was what we talked about last year. It was the kids part angle. Yeah.
He needs hooked for sure. Witness Freddie. Dude's spilling his guts.
Yeah, you're just a talker.
But he's a talker.
Everything. You don't want... If he sees you commit a crime, you're done.
You're done, dude.
You're done.
You're done.
And then last defense attorney, Dracula.
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 Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Got a good setup.
Dude, we got a freaking, hell of a team here.
Wild.
Hell of a team. Wild team.
Be a good reality TV show, you know?
Yeah. This would be good. Which one's most likely to murder you, you think?
Probably Michael Myers.
You think?
Yeah, because he's just so aimless. Like, you just slash it. Like, everybody's slashing. Anybody. The other ones, you may be able to talk your way out of some of this stuff.
I don't know. Jack seems to be quick on his feet.
Jack's a problem.
He's a problem.
Well, same vibes, right? So, they both are
psychos?
Psychos. So, yeah, because I think that some of them are not as... Some of them are, like, just manipulative.
So, if you were a villain, who would you most likely team up with? Besides Jack, you can't have it because you already teamed him up as a partner.
Oh, who would I want?
Yeah,
like a
team up.
So like, so Jack gets fired for obvious reasons.
Yeah, for doing what he.
Who would I want
do.
As a partner?
Yeah.
Oh boy, freaking Christian Bale.
Oh, he's on the list now.
From this list.
I mean, I thought you were pulling from.
Let's do this list.
I don't want Freddy, dude. He's freaking anything you do wrong, he's gonna freaking say something.
Yeah.
Pennywise, nope, he's a creep. I think I'm going Dracula. Because he can, turn into a bat. He can travel through time.
Uh-huh.
Right? He's good with the ladies, yeah.
I was thinking Jigsaw.
I was kind of thinking Jigsaw, too.
Yeah.
Just because...
Long-term.
Yeah, just because... Long-term partner. It's freaking hilarious, right?
Yeah, and I think as long as you could keep his attention on other people, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just be like, dude, what if we hooked him to that?
Dude, what if we did this?
If it's just hilarious, like, you guys... Okay, we got a meeting. We got to take over the world. He comes wheeling it. And then we're like, all right. And then got this big plan, mass casualty, got everything going on. He's like, all right, we'll see you tomorrow. He just wheels off.
Yeah, like,
all right, see you, brother.
Yeah, all right, dude, see you. All right, here's one for Bert.
What did we have him originally at?
Who we're training. Cause it'd be a
freaking... Well, yeah, because he just moved up, right?
He got off FTO.
Yeah,
clearly.
Yeah, he's good. He cleared all the... All
right, here's one for Bert. Whose ass are you eating out of all this?
Let's see.
Now you wish Carrie was in there, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it. Let's see.
You got to consider many things. Hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go with one of the dolls. That's a lot. right?
Wait, what?
Pause.
Why are you going with one of the dolls?
Well, because everybody else is human, right? So you got real butthole. Not a fake butthole. Right?
The rest are just like porcelain cheeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad. Yeah, right?
He's like licking a table.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like licking a toilet seat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. Like, not as bad.
Oh, dude, that's good. That's strategic.
I mean, it's not.
They're not sweating.
Not sweaty. You don't have swamp ass.
It's probably not a lot of hair.
Exactly.
Oh, what?
You'll pass me. But not a bad, right? Ooh. If you're going to go that route. So, I mean.
Yeah, it's going to be sterile.
Yeah. You can give it a little wet wipe.
A little Clorox.
Yeah, a little clean antibacterial wipe. Clean that thing up.
Okay.
We're unhinged.
Yeah, I think we successfully
unhinged ourselves.
We successfully returned to our roots. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're right there. I think we're right where we started.
Yeah, we've come full circle. Yeah.
Full circle. We're back, man. Yeah.
I think so.
All right, Smee, we done?
Yeah, that was, I mean, the only note here I have is eating the invisible man.
Biggest fear?
Yeah, under the note is eating the invisible man's ass, bird. So apparently at one point in time I was going to pull some quotes.
Yeah.
I only got the one, though.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. All right, sweet.
I'd love to know what your thoughts were when you wrote that down.
I said I should pull this as a soundbite.
Were there follow-up questions?
No, there's. Well, I think we got a pretty good demonstration on how he would do it.
Yeah.
But it was more or less.
He was just yeah. I got to describe it since there's no video. He's just yeah. Here, he's just running around like spreading cheeks in the middle of the air. Oh my gosh, let's end this.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if I got any of it.
That's fine. Everybody gets it.
Everybody gets it. Everybody knows what it looks
if
like.
If you guys don't get it, try it out for yourself. Think about it. If you were to eat an invisible man's ass, what would you do?
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Whatever you're imagining.
I'm no different from you guys. Don't
he's
judge
just
me.
A normal guy.
I'm just a normal guy.
Stop putting him on a pedestal.
Yeah, come on.
All right, let's end this freaking circus whatever. It's me.
Yes.
Give me them thoughts. Give me them thoughts from that big old head.
I don't have any thoughts. I think it's all out there. I think we just put it all out there.
Okay.
And by we, I mean, Bert, I will apparently forever have that image in my mind of Bert eating invisible man's ass.
Kind of a cool image if you think about it.
Probably should make a poster.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like one of those pictures where like where you move it and it like it like yeah. changes, you know what I mean? It like makes you move.
It's like a little flip page, you just draw me out.
All right.
Listen. Yeah, no, I don't have any final thoughts. I think it was good. I
did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was a fun time. I enjoyed the makeup, the game too. I enjoy a good game. So.
Yeah. I do love a good game. Yeah. Let's play a game. Which is why I like Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Back on Jigsaw.
You're making a podcast. And you've got to eat a man's ass. Is he invisible? How are you going to do it?
No.
Birds.
We all know.
Interesting. We've thought about this.
Yeah. Not going to trick me on this one. I know how to do it.
All right, Bird, final thoughts?
Oh, what an episode.
I'm going to finish this.
Glad to be back. It's been a minute. Make sure you got new stickers, new hats, new tees.
Yeah.
Got to check them out. You want to give a description of them? Sure. Do you want to tell them about them?
I like how he just saw him sitting over there. Yeah. Like, I'm guessing that's new.
He's just absorbing his surroundings.
Yeah.
So, right.
What are these? So these are the Richardson.
256, I think,
256.
Right?
I was looking for a size. And they're the roped.
Extracted rope hats.
Yeah, they got rope hats.
Extracted rope hats, yeah.
Which are making a comeback, dude.
Dude, I love rope hats.
They look sharp. So we have.
This is Biscuit.
Okay.
Isn't it?
I think so. It's like a mustard yellow. I'm not sure people would know.
I'm pretty sure legit the color is called Biscuit.
Okay. So it's Biscuit on the website, but the color, for those that can't see, it is mustard yellow.
Like a Dijon.
It's a mustard yellow.
With a black rope.
It's a very good fall color.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Good fall color.
So then the other one is a white, it's kind of an off-white, like a cream. Not like.
I think it's called Ash.
Ash, okay.
Not ass. Bird's getting all salivating over there.
It's a very light cream color.
Mm-hmm. Black rope too, right?
With black rope, yeah. And a black and gray patch.
Yeah.
Those are for the more clean folk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bird was worried about getting his white one dirty.
I'm
so.
A dirty boy.
Yeah. And then, of course, the chase cars stuff. Yes,
the chase cars, let us be cops
again. Are we at 1,000 or just under 1,000? Do we hit 1,000? We did, right?
Number, like total?
Stickers, yeah.
Did we sell 1,000 of those? I think it was 750.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got 1,000 total.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You sold those already?
Yeah.
They're already online?
Yeah. They've been out for a while. They did really good on pre-sale.
I think they sold like, we sold like 500 in what, 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
It was, it was ridiculous.
How'd it's killing me.
You know what? Yeah, it's doing well.
Is it doing well?
Yeah,
I felt like a lot of people related to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, I think it was in Canada actually, people come up and request like, hey man, you got any of the Good Times Are Killing Me one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we ran out.
Yeah, Canada. And what we took up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, dude.
I felt like a lot of people were going to be like,
It's that's very, fitting. Very Halloween-y, too.
Oh, yeah. That is a good Halloween skeleton. One, yeah.
Very Halloween-y.
Speaking of skeletons.
Skeleton.
All right.
It's your FTs, dude.
My FTs?
Yeah.
So I do love the Halloween epi, mainly because there's no topic. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we went from eating ass to...
stayed with that the whole time.
What's our title? What's our title?
I don't know.
It'll
come up when we
Halloween ass.
Halloween.
No, we already got Texas ass. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of ass, which is apparently not a problem for Bert.
Yeah. Not scared of them. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I enjoyed the Halloween epi because it's just whatever, and I enjoy whatever.
Yeah, I like the improv stuff.
Yeah, and yeah, I feel like we do our kind of get to our roots and just do whatever we want.
Yeah, we just say wild shit.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I enjoyed it. I feel pretty good after two extremely large glasses of Buffalo Trace, thanks to Bay. And a zone, dude. So I'm in the zone.
So what's your thoughts? I know we're kind of trying to cut this thing down.
Yeah, let's
do it. What's your thoughts on them now, since you hit that 9mm and it kind of...
So again, I've never just hit a 9 randomly, but boy, it put me in the...
Put you in the zone.
Yeah, it did. So I think higher of it now than I did before we started.
Good. Because it's a little cheaper and...
Oh, I just spit my whiskey glass.
Damn.
Well.
Hey, let's cut this out.
I went to like take a drink and I just spit in it. Damn it. All right. All right, that's all we got. We need to wash that glass out. All right, thanks for listening. I appreciate y'all. If you're listening on the road, appreciate it. Be safe. Hook 'em and book 'em. Be a road dog. And thanks for listening. Peace.